Thanksgiving is a time of the year when we reflect upon the many things and people we are thankful for. But who is thanking you, and what are they thanking you for? You see, if I were to ask you, who are you thankful for? You'd probably tell me a story about something someone did for you that was above and beyond what you deserve or expected. You'd tell me about a parent who made sacrifices for you, a spouse who loved you even when you were not lovable, or a friend who showed up when everyone else walked away. You'd tell me about a stranger who owed you nothing but nonetheless acted kindly towards you. You'll tell me the stories of people who use a portion of their time, resources, talent, and position in a way that blessed and benefited you. See, if you ask me who I'm thankful for, then this would be too long to share. But the person I'm most thankful for is Jesus, because he gave up his life so that I can live. Now, most people have heard or read John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." But few people have heard or even read 1 John 3:16, which says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." The best way to show our appreciation to the people who have benefited and blessed our lives is to verbally express our gratitude, and then to do for others what others have done for us. Every day that God gives us is an opportunity to write the story of our lives, and we get to use the time we've been given and all of our resources in any way we choose. But if we're truly grateful, then we should use them in a way that will cause people to come back to us and say, "Thank you."